You're in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia. Thank you for joining us and stopping by at AM 950 and 95.7 FM, ESPNRochester.com, our home online, and the Radio.com app. Free to download to your device. You can listen to ESPN Rochester anywhere, anytime. Mike Danger and Gene Battaglia. We're going to go NFL playoffs heavy this hour in the sports bar, and it starts right now.
Yeah, it seems like so long ago, right, Bills fans? It was the week where Josh Allen made his first start, and gosh, that was the game where Vontae Davis quit. It was the Chargers and the Bills leading up to that game. We talked to Eric Williams, who covers the LA Chargers for ESPN.com. Eric is good enough to give us a few minutes today. Eric, thanks for your time. Gene and Danger here in Rochester, appreciate it, and how have you been here? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Thanks for having me. I've been well. 71 and sunny here in Southern California. Yeah. I don't want to rub it in, pretty nice.
Okay, all right. And listen, let's get to football, because Eric, you're just going to anger us when you talk about the weather in the most beautiful, perfect city in America. History, Eric, is not on the Chargers' side going into this weekend. New England has won the last 8 home games of the playoffs. Tom Brady, of course, 7-0 all time against Philip Rivers. So let's break it down. What's it going to take for the Chargers to break these trends?
Yeah, they're just going to have to play a clean football game. I think one of the things that does work in their favor is they're 9-0 when they board a plane this season. They've won in Pittsburgh. They've won in Seattle. Won in Kansas City. Obviously won in Baltimore last week. So they have a lot of confidence going into hostile environments and being able to kind of use that us against the world mentality to get themselves ready to play a game. But you mentioned it, you know, Rivers is 0-7 against Brady. The Patriots haven't lost a game at home. So they're going to have to play a clean football game. No turnovers, limit penalties. And when they have scoring opportunities in the red zone, they have to get touchdowns. They can't settle for field goals. And maybe get a fast start, maybe be able to play from ahead would help them in terms of being able to control tempo of the game. So, you know, they're still facing Tom Brady, even though he's in his 40s. Bill Belichick, a future Hall of Fame head coach. So they're going to have to play a clean football game, near-perfect football game. But I do think they're the more talented team going into this.
Eric Williams covers the Chargers for ESPN.com. I mean, I think this game, Eric, is about Rivers. And as we've mentioned, he hasn't done well against the Patriots, completing just 48% of his passes in those 3 playoff losses. I mean, the cliche Bill Belichick, he'll take away what you like to do best on offense. If you're Belichick in the Patriots offense, what are you focused on, or who are you focused on stopping this game?
Melvin Gordon. Last year when Melvin played there, he had 133 rushing yards. He had an 87-yard touchdown run. So I think they're going to really try to take the run away and try to make them one-dimensional, put the game in Philip Rivers' hands, and see if he'll throw the ball to him a couple times. I would expect him to do that. And then the flip side, the Patriots are pretty effective running the football and creating balance on offense, working play action off of that. So I think they're going to get into heavy formations and try to run it early on, because the Chargers were so successful with the 7 defensive backs against the Ravens.
You mentioned Gordon, Eric. How's his health?
He's doing better. You know, obviously he had a sprained left knee during the Ravens game. And that limited him a little bit. That was actually the same knee where he had microfracture knee surgery on a couple of years ago. Last month, he hurt his right knee, had an MCL sprain. So he's got sprains on both knees. He has an ankle issue. But he says he's going to be ready to go come Sunday. They'll probably limit what he does in practice during the week so he can be as healthy as he can going into Sunday. Melvin's a tough dude. He's going to play through a lot of different issues. But you just worry about, is he going to be healthy enough to be effective on the road against the Patriots?
Eric Williams, our guest, when we had you back on in September, I remember we learned of the phrase chargering. There wasn't any chargering against Baltimore. I got to be honest, though. I mean, it looked, oh, gosh, this isn't really going to happen. It didn't.
It looked like there might be some chargering going late on that.
It was
game,
close, so yeah.
It's close. Now, you're facing an opponent that sometimes are left for dead. You know, see last year's AFC Championship game, certainly see the Super Bowl against the Falcons. I mean, I think it's just the obvious thing. This Charger team, though, is this year's version mentally tough enough, should they get a lead, not to Charger here, so to speak, not to let up and play the full 60?
You know, I think so. I think that's one of the things that Coach Lynn has done a great job of since taking over this team, is establishing some resiliency and being able to battle through tough situations. This is a team that started 0-4 in Lynn's first, you know, year with them, and they were able to get win 9 of the last 12, finish 9-7, almost get to the postseason. And then they just can kind of continue that into this year and finish in the year 12-4, but still had to go on the road to play in the playoffs because of the year that Patrick Mahomes is having with the Chiefs. So I do feel that they're mentally tough. But I mean, you don't know until they get to that situation. New England, I feel like, is a totally different animal because of all the success that they've had in the postseason. And you don't rule out, you know, Tom Brady and Belichick until you actually get a win there.
He covers the Chargers for ESPN and ESPN.com. Eric Williams, our guest in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. Can you alert your ESPN colleague, Stephen A. Smith, that Hunter Henry is back? Just kind of curious as to how much we should expect to see, or will we see him at all this weekend against the Patriots?
Yeah, I'm not sure if he's going to play or not. I mean, I think kind of the indication of where he's at was last week when they didn't put him on the active roster. Obviously, they still feel like he still has a ways to go. But by putting him on the active roster now, it at least alerts the Patriots that he might play, and therefore they have to game plan for him. But I do think if he does play, if he is active, you know, maybe 10 to 20 snaps, limited role, maybe you use him in the red zone on third down where, you know, obviously you can take advantage of Henry's skill set. But I don't expect him to go out there and get 50 snaps. I mean, he hasn't had an off season. He hasn't done anything in training camp. He hasn't basically played football for over a year, so I think it's unfair to Henry to throw him out there 7 months after ACL knee surgery and give him a full workload.
Eric, when I go back to instances where the Patriots have lost in the playoffs, the two losses in the Super Bowl to the Giants jump out, and that was their defensive line applying great pressure just based on the front four. I mean, is this Charger team, do you have the same sort of talent? Because from where we sit, it looks like that Bosa-Ingram tandem, it could be approaching that level. How important is that matchup of the Chargers' D-line against that Patriots offensive line?
Yeah, I think that's huge, and I do think they have enough talent up front to get there using just four rushers. Against Lamar Jackson, they had seven sacks, and all seven of them were just rushing their front four. So it's going to be important that they're able to create pressure so they can play coverage in the back end and really keep things in front of them and kind of disguise a little bit, you know, keep Brady honest on offense. And I think one of the things that helps them is they have a defense coordinator in Gus Bradley that has a lot of tricks up his sleeve, has faced Tom Brady before in high leverage situations, and will be able to think on the fly and have his guys disciplined and ready to play. Again, they played their last year. I think that's important to note. So they've been in that environment before. That was a 21-13 game where they had the ball driving and had a chance to tie it. So I don't think they're going to be, you know, scared going into that environment facing Brady and the Patriots.
You mentioned Gus Bradley, and I just want to point out, I thought it was remarkable, and I thought it was quite genius, actually, that they utilized on Sunday seven defensive backs on 58 of 59 of their defensive snaps, that they used seven D-backs 50 times in the regular season, which 5% of their defensive snaps. So that, to me, is great game planning. That's what good coaching looks like once you've made an opponent-specific adjustment for a rematch. Now, I'm not sure what he has dialed up, but what could Gus Bradley have up his sleeve taking on New England this weekend?
Yeah, the Chargers had used six defensive backs, the most of any team in the league, during the regular season. So basically when Jatavis Brown went down, their middle linebacker and their defensive play caller, they just moved Jahlil Adai into his role as Mike linebacker and then brought another safety in. So I don't think it was that much of an adjustment for them, just moving one safety in there, getting a smaller body. Facing the Patriots, though, I think you might see them play a little bit more base personnel again because I expect the Patriots to go heavy to try to control time of possession and really kind of ugly up the game a little bit and make them adjust and to get some of their best athletes off the field by making them play two or three linebackers and making them have the tackle in terms of the running game. So that's what I think will happen. We'll see. Chargers haven't practiced yet, so I haven't got a great feel for what we're going to see as of yet.
Eric Williams, who covers the Chargers for ESPN.com, certainly worth a follow on Twitter. And you had a story this week quoting Russell Okung, and I'm going to paraphrase here, basically saying that Roger Goodell doesn't want the Chargers to win. I mean, Eric, when you pair that with, I remember Philip Rivers, his sarcasm with Michelle Tafoya post game in Pittsburgh saying how, well, the Chargers should be on Sunday Night Football. It's nice to be here. Are the Chargers the forgotten franchise? Is there an us against the world mentality this team has right now?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, they've relocated to Los Angeles, but I'm not sure if Los Angeles knows the Chargers are there yet. Nobody's really paying attention to them. I don't even know if they're really the second team in terms of pro franchises with everything else going on. It's just kind of LeBron central in Los Angeles. So, yeah, they're using that as fuel to motivate them in terms of this playoff run and trying to get recognized for the type of team that they have. And I think it's working. In terms of, Russell's comment, I think it was kind of tongue-in-cheek a little bit. But again, it kind of speaks to not being recognized and maybe being disrespected a little bit, and the league, not wanting a home game to be in a 27,000 seat soccer stadium. It'd be interesting because if the Chargers do win against the Patriots and the Colts win against Kansas City, the Chargers would host the Colts next week. It would be interesting to see how the league would react to that.
StubHub Center for an NFL playoff game, just the way the NFL drew it up. We're big fans, Eric, of Anthony Lynn here in Western New York. We got it year two. You mentioned the team is kind of under the radar. I mean, I feel like Anthony Lynn is under the radar. He's kind of understated. Year two in Anthony Lynn's time there in Los Angeles. What grade would you put on the job that he's done since he's arrived?
Yeah, I would give him a B+. I mean, I don't think it's been perfect, but I think it's exceeded expectations in terms of the franchise and their expectations of Lynn going into it. A rocky start at 0-4, but I think that actually worked to his benefit because he was able to see how his team respond in an adverse situation, and they responded well, and they still kind of were willing to listen to what he was saying in terms of his leadership and the direction he's trying to push them. And then now I think, it's all ears in terms of the players, listening to what Lynn has to say and getting them refocused week in and week out, and just kind of preaching a 0-0 mentality each week they go into a game. So no nonsense, transparent in terms of how he interacts with players. I think players appreciate that. But there's also an accountability and a toughness that he demands from players, and I think that's been effective. He also empowers players to lead from within and give them kind of an ownership of that team. I think you've seen that as well.
Eric, I know it's early in the week. You haven't seen the team practice yet, but are you leaning? I don't know if we could ask for an early prediction here. How do you think this game plays out?
Yeah, I think I'm leaning Chargers. I think this is a game that they can win, should win, if they go in and they don't make a lot of mistakes. Again, I think they're the more talented football team, but you're talking about Tom Brady and the Patriots and kind of everything that they bring to the table in terms of their success in the postseason. But if I had to pick right now, I'd probably be leaning towards Chargers.
Eric, we appreciate the work that you're doing at ESPN.com. Anything specific you're working on for the site this week?
Yeah, I'm working on a story looking back at the 2007 AFC Championship game where Philip Rivers played with a torn ACL and obviously lost that game against the Patriots on the road and kind of what went on there and maybe kind of the redemptive story that he's looking to put forth now going back.
45 degrees here today, Eric. I just want you to know that's t-shirt and shorts weather for us here. So,
hey,
just...
I'm packing a tank top and flip-flops.
And not a sun in the sky in Rochester, New York. Not a sun in the sky. Is that how it goes? Eric, we appreciate your time as always. We'll look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys. Appreciate
you got it.
It.
Eric Williams, ESPN.com, covering the Chargers. A little preview there of the Chargers and the Patriots for you.
There are signs there if you want to think that this is the winnable. I mean... Los Angeles. Oops. Because I am pumped. Gosh.
Coach, I am pumped. I am so proud to be the head coach for the LA Chargers. Oops.
Yeah. It happens to all of us. It happens to all of us, Gene.
That didn't cost me my job, though, okay? Jeez.
You're allowed to flub your words. It can happen. Make sure you're careful which words you flub.
Allowed to, okay, check mark. Allowed to mix up still San Diego and Los Angeles.
Hey, all right, if we're about accountability in the sports bar, all last hour, I think I called him Tyler Lawrence instead of Trevor Lawrence because he just looks like a Tyler more than he looks like a Trevor. Sorry. Trevor Lawrence should go find a Lyle Avenue hooker and become as ineligible for the NCAA as he can as quickly as possible. That's my advice. Trevor Lawrence, not Tyler Lawrence.
I think signing autographs and going the Manziel route might be better.
You can do that, too. Yeah, that might be accept some money from boosters. That's fine if you want to go that route. But, you know, why not just set it all ablaze? Oh, speaking of blazing, hot takes.
This is great. We had Thor Nystrom on with us yesterday, who, by the way, said he loved Clemson. He predicted that.
Thor covers college football pretty thoroughly. If you've read any of his work that we've talked about at rotoworld.com, you know this guy covers college football. The news today that Cliff Kingsbury is going to be the next head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, Thor tweeting out about a half hour ago. Kingsbury went 16-21 with Patrick Mahomes in the Big 12. He chose Davis Webb over Baker Mayfield. His only 8-win season in 6 years was with Tuberville's recruits. NFL fans, don't be sheep. The Ryan Gosling thing wears off after enough losses. Ask Tech, his alma mater, which fired him. He's right.
Ooh.
He's right. It's harsh, but he's right. That's solid. Excellent work, Thor. More takes? Our next guest has them. Joe Giglio. He's the host of WIP Evenings on Sports Radio 94 in Philadelphia. Sports Radio 94 WIP, our sister station. Well, we got to talk Eagles. We got to talk Saints. We'll talk to Bryce Harper and his great hair.
It's not going to Philly.
We'll see. Joe Giglio joins us next in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
Rochester's home for Amherst hockey is AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader. ESPN Rochester. Hear every bone-crushing hit, every spectacular save, every screaming slap shot and game-winning goal right here. Rochester Americans hockey.
And the Amherst quickly have taken the lead.
Exclusively on AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.